police looking for a man wanted in a string of sexual assaults in Center City within the past few weeks. And joining us live, KWB's Vic Raghupathy. Vic?
Captain Margot Ellen Parker says that there have been at least five incidents between July 18th and August 3rd, three of them coming this past weekend. And they believe that at this point it's the same offender behind all of these instances because of a similarity of action, of a geographic proximity, and the description of the offender. Going back to July 18th, 19th and Spruce in Center City, around 6:40 a.m., police say that a woman was walking her dog when the suspect approached her from behind, greeted her with "Good morning, beautiful," and sexually assaulted her. Police say that all of the instances of assault here were mostly groping and going a little further in some instances. The next day, on July 19th, 20th and Delancey in Center City, just before 3:15 a.m., police say that a woman was trying to get into her apartment building when, again, the offender approached her from behind and assaulted her. And then moving forward to August 2nd, 16th and Waverly in Center City, police say that, again, another woman was approached from behind when the offender reached over her shoulder and assaulted her. And then twice on August 3rd, once around 1 a.m. at 15th and Waverly, police say that the offender assaulted a woman that was walking to her car. And then at around 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon, in the Schuylkill neighborhood on Webster Street near Catherine Street, police say that the offender assaulted a woman who was trying to get into her apartment. He was trying to unlock her front door. Captain Margot Eileen Parker says that while these are five instances that police know of, there may be more.
My concern would be any incidents that have went unreported. Over this past weekend, there were three, so it seems like it's escalating. If anyone hasn't made a report, definitely come to Special Victims to make a report. And for those that live in the area, definitely check your cameras to see if you have this male on camera.
And Michelle, it's been a pretty consistent offender description across these incidents. Police say they're looking for a black man, approximately 5'11 or 6 foot, with long dreadlocks, twists, or braids, sometimes worn in a ponytail.